Ewa Kolejczewski, Jerzy Radka and Barbara Żółtowski. We wanted to thank Małgorzata Mazurkiewicz. Thank you so much for the exhibition. She brought all those books. She was, I kind of like to say, she was a groupie. She was, she agreed, in Cantor's life. She grew up very close to this theater because her mother was a close friend of the of one of the actresses. And over the years, she collected lots of books, programs, and you are welcome later again to see it, ask her questions. Thank you so much, and I wanted to thank you. I know your name, Krzysiu Porajko-Czeski, Sun and Light. I'm just looking at my notes, I make sure I don't forget about anyone. And of course, Hania Johanna Kiwara, for this beautiful poster, thank you. And the only poem we'll be reciting today is by Henryk Wyszyński. It's called Wielopole, Wielopole, from the collection Ta Ziemia Lubi Polską Krew. Of course, Wielopole, Wielopole is the name of the other play by Tadeusz Kantor. So, we start from beautiful introduction written by Ewa Porajko-Czewski. I'll be translating. She wrote a piece about life of Tadeusz Kantor. Thank you, Ewa. Come here.
I był Tadeusz Kantor, ten najbardziej światowy z polskich artystów i najbardziej polski wśród artystów świata. Malarz, reżyser, scenograf, poeta, aktor, twórca happeningów, autor manifestów artystycznych, animator życia kulturalnego, teoretyk sztuki. Nie sposób z tak wielu wcieleń wiedzieć jednego, bo wszystkie splatały się ze sobą, a on sam był artystą totalnym. Sztuka wypełniała życie Tadeusza Kantora bez reszty. A jego życie samo w sobie było sztuką. Artysta natchniony, był postacią charyzmatyczną. Gdziekolwiek się pojawiał, w Krakowie czy w Nowym Jorku, jego fascynująca, agresywna osobowość zjednywała mu wiernych wyznawców.
Who was Tadeusz Kantor, the most worldly of the Polish artists? And the most Polish among the artists of the world. A painter, director, set designer, poet, actor, creator of happenings, author of artistic manifestos, art theorist. It's hard to separate one persona from the other because they all intertwine with each other, making Tadeusz Kantor a total artist. The art filled his life completely, and his life itself was an art. He was a very charismatic person, and wherever he appeared, in Krakow or in New York, his fascinating, aggressive personality endeared him new, faithful followers. Look at the pictures of him.
Tadeusz Kantor przyszedł na świat w kwietniu 1915 roku w polsko-żydowskim Wielopolu Skrzyńskim. Małe, typowe miasteczko na wschodzie, dużym rynkiem i kilkoma nędznymi uliczkami, gdzie spacerowali, dyskutując, ksiądz z rabinem, wspomni Tadeusz Kantor po latach. Gdy ukończy studia na Krakowskiej Akademii Sztuk Pięknych, wybuchnie wojna. Ale pomimo zagrożenia założy wraz z innymi studentami podziemny teatr niezależny. Jak sam mówił, okupacyjne przedstawienia były prawdziwym początkiem jego drogi. Tworzenie awangardowego teatru konspiracji ujawniło to, co miało się stać dla artysty najważniejszym. Możliwą w każdych okolicznościach niezależność artysty i wolność sztuki.
Tadeusz Kantor was born on April 6, 1915 in a Polish Jewish town of Wielopole Skrzyńskie. A small, typical eastern town with a big market and few wretched streets where the priest and the rabbi walked about discussing things, as Kantor will recall many years later. Just when he finished his studies in Academy of Fine Arts in Krakow, World War II started. But despite of climate of peril, he and other students established a clandestine independent theater. He later says that performances under the occupation became the true beginning of his path. Conspiring to create a radical theater made him aware of what was most important to him, the possibility, under all circumstances of the artist's independence and freedom of the art.
Po wojnie, w trudnych latach stalinowskich, Kantor skupi się na malarstwie, by u ich końca założyć awangardowy teatr Krikó II, który działać będzie do jego śmierci. Przez wiele lat inscenizacje Krikó II były rodzajem gry z dramatami Witkacego oraz platformą poszukiwań artystycznych. Aż w roku 1975 Kantor zaprezentuje sztukę, która stanie się punktem zwrotnym jego twórczości. Nagle wszystko to, co robił do tej pory, nawet prowadzące donikąd eksperymenty, nabierze sensu, złoży się w całość, zapoczątkowując nową fazę określaną mianem teatru śmierci.
After World War II, in difficult years of Stalin's rule, Kantor initially focused on painting, but ended up establishing the experimental theater Krikó II, which operated until his death. For many years, the Krikó II stage performances were kind of play with dramas of another Polish playwright and philosopher Witkacy, as well as a platform for the artistic quest, until 1975, when Kantor presented a play that had become a turning point of his work. Suddenly, everything he did up until then, even the experiments seemingly leading to nowhere, started to make sense and fall into place, giving the beginning of a new phase described as theater of death.
Przełomowa umarła klasa, opowieść o niemożności powrotu do tego, co przeminęło, zaczęła się od wejrzenia przez okno do opustoszałej klasy. Przywołując nieobecnych uczniów, Kantor zdał sobie sprawę z siły wspomnienia. W jego wyłaniającej się otchłani pamięci umarłej klasie przy pulpitach zasiądą staruszkowie, podobni do manekinów czy martwych istot, symbolizując ofiary wojny i zagłady. Do plastycznej ilustracji mechanizmów pamięci posłużą Kantorowi sekwencje nierealnych obrazów, trzępy wspomnień, powracające natrętnie sekwencje, sceny tworzące niezwykle sugestywną przestrzeń, w której zamieszkują żywi i umarli. Umarła klasa stanie się jednym z największych dzieł dwudziestowiecznego teatru. W 1976 została okrzyknięta przez Newsweek najlepszym spektaklem teatralnym świata. Sztuka grana będzie w wielu krajach, ponad 1500 razy, aż niż Kantor zdecyduje się położyć jej kres, by uchronić przedstawienie i aktorów od mechanicznej powtarzalności.
Game Changing Dead Class, a story about impossibility of returning to what had passed, started from a look through a window of this deserted classroom. Conjuring the absent students, Kantor realized the power of remembrance. In the emerging from his nethermost depth memory of the dead class, the desks are now occupied by the old people, resembling mannequins or dead creatures, symbolizing victims of war and destruction. To illustrate the mechanism of remembrance, Kantor used sequences of dreamlike images, snippets of recollections, obsessively returning scenes, altogether creating extraordinary suggestive space where the life and the dead dwell together. The Dead Class play will become one of the best works of the 20th century theater. In 1979, it was named by Newsweek the best theatrical spectacle of the world. It was played in many countries over 1,500 times until the master Kantor decided to put an end to it to save the play and the actors from mechanical repetition.
Po umarłej klasie Kantor stworzył w ramach Teatru Śmierci wielopole.
pierwszy spektakl oparty na osobistych wspomnieniach. Pierwszy też z nim w roli reżysera, sprawcy i zarazem jednej z postaci. Wielopolu, Wielopolu, Kantor odtwarza na scenie galicyjskie miasteczko i pokój, w którym spędził dzieciństwo, a aktorom powierza rolę jego rodziny. Premiera sztuki miała miejsce we Florencji, dokąd słynny już wtedy Kantor został zaproszony przez władze miasta, by stworzyć nowy spektakl. Na plakacie zapowiadającym Wielopole, Wielopole znalazło się zdjęcie kościółka tego rodzinnego miasteczka. Niczym idealny symbol uniwersalnej wartości tego, co małe i biedne. Zatem zgodne z kantorowskim konceptem realności najniższej rangi.
After the dead class, Kantor continued with the theater of death, creating Wielopole, Wielopole. The first play based on his personal memories, himself in the role of creator, director, but also one of the characters. The play reconstructs on stage the town and the house of his childhood, where the actors are given roles of the members of his family. The play's premiere took place in Florence, Italy, where the town's authorities invited already famous artists. The Wielopole, Wielopole play's poster included the picture of a small church from his town, as if symbolizing the universal value of that what is small and poor, congruent with Kantor's idea that he called the reality of the lowest rank.
Tadeusz Kantor, który zaczynał od sztuki elitarnej, w późniejszej fazie życia docierał do ludzi na całym świecie. Stało się tak może dlatego, że udało mu się pogodzić dwie skrajności. Dwudziestowieczny koncept sztuki czystej formy, utopii czystej formy, z tradycją symbolizmu pełną treści i wzruszeń. Chciałbym, żeby patrzyli i płakali, powtarzał Kantor. I w tajemniczy sposób potrafił hipnotyzować widzów. Na jego spektaklach ludzie płakali pod każdą szerokością geograficzną. W Japonii, Argentynie, Paryżu. Nie znając polskiej tradycji ani języka, nie czytając biografii ani komentarzy autora, poddawali się wzruszeniu do łez. Prowincjonalne miasteczko, rekonstruowane ze strzępów pamięci, z wyblakłych fotografii, stało się centrum świata i wstrząsającym portretem minionego stulecia.
Tadeusz Kantor, who started from art that was initially elitist, ended up reaching ordinary people all over the world. It maybe happened because he was able to reconcile the two extremes. On one hand, the 20th century utopian idea of clear art form, and on the other, the tradition of symbolism, the art full of meaning and emotion. I'd like people to look and to cry, Kantor often repeated, while mysteriously hypnotizing audiences. His plays had people crying at all latitudes, in Japan, Argentine, and Paris. People without knowing about Polish traditions or understanding Polish language, without reading the author's biography or his comments, were moved to tears. A small provincial Polish town, reconstructed from snippets of recollections and faded photographs, became a center of the universe and a harrowing portrait of the 20th century.
W kolejnych spektaklach Teatru Śmierci, Niech czczą artyści i nigdy już tu nie powrócę, artysta kontynuować będzie temat przemijania i pamięci. Sztuka towarzyszyła Kantorowi do końca. Umrze nagle, po zakończeniu prób do przedstawienia Dziś są moje urodziny.
In all following performances of the Theatre of Death, in the play called Let the Artist Die, and one called I Shall Never Return Here, the artist continued the theme of passing of time and value of memory. The art was a constant companion of Kantor to the end of his life. He died suddenly. After just finishing rehearsals for the performance of the play named Today is My Birthday.
Wielopole. Wielopole po latach. Nagle obrazy pomału wychodzą z pamięci. Najważniejsze przedstawienie w moim życiu. Kantor nauczył mnie opowiadać.
W pierwszym szeregu wyrusza na bój, jego tamta szara piechota.
Aparat fotograficzny na statywie. Wariatka śmierć nas wszystkich zastrzeli. Umyła mokrą szmatą podłogę tylko po to, żeby krew wyglądała jak krew. W jej palcach biało-czarne filmowe klisze, jak taśmy nabojów, zakłamana masturbacja. To spodlone babsko cwałuje przez wieki i tylko patrzy, kogo by tu jeszcze zabrać. Jak dotkniesz ten biały obrus, na którym zaprasowałem całą pamięć, to cię w beczce utopię, powiedziałem. I wyślę na koniec świata. Nie pyskuj! Wiem, że tam będziesz.
I w pierwszym szeregu podąża na bój piechota, ta szara piechota.
Wagony się przelewają przez Europę. Rozwozimy wojnę po wszystkich państwach. Wujek wrócił z Syberii. Gra na podejrzanym instrumencie. Nie tylko życie, ale nawet muzykę mu sfałszowano. Ona mówi, ta śmierć, że tam daleko to szła na szczudłach, żeby czarny śnieg nie odmroził jej czarnych nóg. Taki czerep pełen wymyślonych kłamstw. Zakapturzona jak groby, których nikt nie może odnaleźć.
I w pierwszym szeregu wyrusza na bój piechota, ta szara piechota.
Ta szara piechota, ta szara piechota, szara, ta, ta, ta.
Ta, 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 ta.
Ta.
Thank you for this beautiful rendition. And so now there's this exciting part of today's performance. The 21st century Buddha is meeting the 1975 class, dead class. So this presentation was conceived and directed by John Maggie, whose stage name is Kogut Buddha. Haha, Kogut is a Polish name. In collaboration with other performers whose names are Sherry Brown, Kaoru Okumura, John Maggie, the director, Helen Thorsen, Shoko Zama, Katrina Wall, and that's it. Let's...
Could you make a comment on the choreography, you know, the technical part of it? As a viewer, you know, it was quite exhausting. As a performer, I imagine there's that element too. But did you choreograph the entire piece, can you comment on that, the details of that?
Sure. Okay. So, the beginning evolved, and actually, the beginning is interesting because when we did it in October, and I don't know, Alice, if you remember or anything, but actually, I changed the beginning because the beginning. We were doing it was kind of like When we stand up, it's like we're on a boat. And we're rocking, and then we get into it and rock, which is mantle and light. But in the beginning, when we were sitting down, we also did that more like that, and that kind of tilting and everything. And before we stood up, and when I was just in Kako last month, I went to Pipateka, and I was I was disappointed that Jetash wasn't there. They don't keep it there all the time, but I did really enjoy the exhibit a lot. The paintings were fantastic, and looking at different pieces he did. But I looked at this little video, which I've probably seen before, Jetash. But what really struck me was the thing about memory, of course, even more, and that beginning was it was not some, boat or whatever, but it was like, memories popping up. But then the interesting thing is, when I talk about memory, I was talking to the dancers about that, we might start with some memory that we have, but it's what is it? What is memory? How does memory feel in our bodies? How can we see a dancer just the body that's feeling, reliving memories without being specific? So I kept going more and more towards being specific to anything, to being more just the sense of memory in your body. Anyway, so we changed that, and then the second thing was when we went around, because, it's fantastic when you look at the piece, how there's this incredible, weird machines that we made, people drag things, and there were the mannequins hanging over them, and so I decided just to add this kind of machine element to that, so we changed that a lot. But then, some of it, I knew I wanted to have solos, and those two different solos, so I would say that putting a piece together is a combination of how your ideas flow and logistics. Sometimes, for example, we had to change on this stage, we had to change the direction of that earlier part where we were on the boxes, the sitting coming forward, something like that. But if piece isn't meant to create it from the beginning and 2 weeks later, the next like that, sometimes along the way you have ideas. I mean, we looked at a lot of doll bodies, we talked about that, we played with those a bit. Then I sent the dancers home to work on their own. I did the same with the injury thing. We improvised with that, we worked with that. Then I sent them home. And then I brought it back and I just kind of decided, I don't know, it's a teaching process, it's quite interesting. I knew I wanted everybody to be in it the whole time, and the crates were great because you could just change the landscape. It's hard to explain. I mean, I don't even know. It's just from working for 40 years or something, and in this aesthetic for 25 to 30, just the sudden balance. It's like when the artist gets up there painting whatever, you just kind of go, okay. All right, I knew Sherry, she was going to do her solo there, and then, I know. Also, it's really created with looking at it really more in a kind of a visual art, three-dimensional way. In visual art, we don't necessarily think visual art is other than sculpture being three-dimensional, but in other words, we were the sets. A solo is happening here, and we're the set. So how do you use bodies and those to actually be the set? Not like curtain shots, lots of other objects, but just our bodies around, and also connecting, always connecting to the memory, sense of memory, and with all the performers. It's hard to explain that, but the pieces kind of come together, and sometimes you move them around a bit until some healthy things seem to fit. It just somehow seemed logical to do the kind of crazy pain, the broken body at the end, and then after kind of releasing all that to kind of join everybody in this beyond world somehow, which is normally we don't really focus on audience, but at the end I just kind of wanted to come kind of bring it in at a different level there.
The last scene was very beautiful. I really enjoyed it with you looking at the audience, looking back. But I also had a probably silly question. I didn't expect, for some reason, I've seen the previous performance and I've noticed the changes,
But that brings me to a quite silly question. I've noticed you seem to fall into some sort of a trance. It's not just following steps when you dance. So I kind of expect that there's a certain level maybe of improvisation each time or not?
Oh, yeah. Let me say, for example, the dog. Let's say, and I don't know what... Can someone share what your style of the dog? I mean, what was your style movement? Or what was my style was? They have a lot of freedom with them, Matt, because they're very experienced, you know. and I really trust that, like that, you know, something shows up, and that her doll's going to shift into that mode, you know, to give them the feed. It's not always like that,